Welcome to Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Eric von Kutsum from the University Hospital Gasthuisberg in Leuven, Belgium. And to begin, I asked him about biomarker evaluation for patients with metastatic colorectal cancer who are being considered for first-line systemic therapy. In your mind, when you see a patient who you're evaluating for first-line therapy for metastatic colorectal cancer, what do you consider, you know, the minimum in terms of biomarker workup?
When I see a patient, I want in the initial start to have three biomarkers. I want to know the complete RAS analysis, not only KRAS exon 2, but complete RAS analysis, KRAS exon 2, 3, 4, and NRAS analysis. I want to know something about the BRAF mutation status, because that may influence also. And then I want to know the information on MSI. Although, if we are honest, in first-line treatment, we usually don't start with a checkpoint inhibitor in first-line, even in MSI patients. But I want to know it for sure in my patients, RAS, BRAF, MSI, and then maybe not at the initial stage, but during the course of treatment, I order always a HER2 amplification, because there are some, especially on the left side, especially in RAS wild-type patients, 3 to 5% of patients have an HER2 amplification, and they may benefit also from combinations of HER2 targeting agents. So these four classes of markers I want to know: RAS, BRAF, MSI, MSS, and HER2.
Can you talk about more specifically what type of assay you prefer in these situations? And to what extent liquid biopsies are starting to enter the arena?
We do in our patients an NGS panel, and this NGS, RAS and BRAF and MSI, that's all included in this type of analysis. We do it on tumor samples. Liquid biopsies is entering, but not so much, let's say, the oncology practices in Europe neither. It will change, it will become relevant, but it's going to take a couple of years more. There are some, let's say, centers who focus a lot on clinical research, a lot on trials, who do it in a systematic way. We start to collect also the samples, but we don't base our decisions on liquid biopsies. Today, we still do it on the tumor samples.
So you said that you do NGS. For a doc in practice, is that what you recommend? And what about one-off testing? You know, testing individually, just MSI, just BRAF, just RAS.
Yeah, today the NGS panels, it's much cheaper. If you ask it, you have all the information, you can see the whole strategy. If you ask for a RAS test, and then later, and if the patient is RAS wild type, and then you need to know BRAF, so you lose so much time, so it's much cheaper. And there are big differences also in the US and Europe. We have now in Leuven, in my hospital, implemented a 95-gene panel, which is composed and done in our hospital. And that costs just over €400, so $500, which is a big difference with the big panels, the commercial panels in the US.